You know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mr. Wrestling Theater 420 Prediction Friday. Predictions for WWE Day 1.
That's right.
Right. I didn't fucking forget anything.
I don't think so. I think it's just Day 1 this week.
I mean, Wrestle Kingdom's next week, but like we're doing the pod. You know, we have a regular episode before that anyway, so we're going to do it then.
Yep.
But I think that's it.
All right.
All right, so pre-show first.
All right, so Cesaro and Ricochet versus Ridge Holland and Sheamus.
Okay, that sounds like some heel shit. Like the heels are going to win that. That sounds like a random-ass tag team, Ricochet.
I also feel like they're going to push Ridge Holland, Cesaro, Ricochet, and Sheamus. So.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Cesaro and Ricochet, but I really think Ridge and fucking Sheamus are going to win.
Well, I'm going to go with Ridge and Sheamus.
Yeah, you're just looking for easy points now, aren't you?
Yep. Might as well.
All right. Next up.
We got Big E, who is the champion, versus Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, and Bobby Lashley in a fatal four-way for the WWE Championship.
I'm just going to say Big E. I don't think they're going to get rid of it. Maybe the Rumble will fucking drop it off of them, but I don't think
usually it's the Rumble. I don't think it's going to happen here. But
it's going to be one of those things where, like, oh, you didn't pin me. Now I get a one-on-one match bullshit. You know what I mean? One of those fucking things.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Big E, too, because I really don't think he's going to drop it here.
Not me either. I'm just going to go Big E. Safe choice, Big E.
So then we're going with, hang on. It's Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Again, I don't see why they take the title off of him here. So I'm going to pick Roman Reigns. As much as I love this Lesnar with the title again, which is weird because we don't like Lesnar. But
yeah, I know. Reigns away, I think.
Yeah, Reigns. So we got Big E, Reigns. They keep their titles. And then I'm just going to pick fucking Ricochet and Cesaro because Ricochet is my underrated wrestler of the year.
Yep.
So, fuck it.
All right. Then for the SmackDown tag team titles, we have the Usos versus the New Day.
Oh, God. Again, I don't see why they would take... you know what? It is a new year. I'm gonna
Day one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Usos. I don't see titles really changing hands very much here, so I'm going with the Usos.
Me either. So, yeah, I'm picking New Day, though. I just... They're going to do something weird. Something has to happen. Or why have this fucking pay-per-view?
Yeah, that's true. At least one title has to change somewhere.
Right, so why wouldn't it be that one?
All right. So then we got Edge versus The Miz.
Edge.
Yeah, I'm going with Edge, too. I feel like that's a safe bet.
Yeah, and I think that's going to go on for longer than we want it to.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely going to be like a fucking four-month rivalry or some stupid shit.
Yep. That's all right. You thought you'd get scared 10 more times. It'd be fun.
Yeah. All right. So then we got Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan for the Raw Women's Championship.
Again, I want to say Liv, but I'm doing the safe. I'm saying Becky.
All right. I'm going to go with Liv. This might be the one random one that changes.
All right. So, yeah. So you go with the Usos and Liv, and I'm going New Day and Becky.
Yep.
All right. Cool.
All right, then it's Drew McIntyre versus Madcap Moss.
I'm gonna pick Drew. This is some, you know what? Vincent is 2.0 bullshit. where are you going?
I want it to be Drew, but for some reason I feel like it's gonna be Madcap Moss on some bullshit. So I'm gonna go Madcap Moss.
I think Drew might win by DQ because of Baron Corbin.
Yeah, that's a real possibility.
I'm going to stick with Drew.
All right. And then our last match is RK-Bro versus the Street Profits for the Raw Tag Team title.
Who just got the number one contendership at Raw this last week anyway. So I'm going to pick fucking
RK-Bro.
Pothead and another one. Although, yeah. Riddle losing the tag team titles and then going to do that six-man title. The six-man tag on NXT next week wouldn't make any sense anyway. That's why he's supposed to be the tag team shaman or whatever. Don't have him there without the title anymore. That doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, okay. I'm going RK Bro. Long story short, going RK Bro.
RK Bro. I agree with the RK Bro. All
right. So that's Prediction Friday. Just real quick, a Happy New Year to you.
Yep. Happy New Year to you too.
Also, fuck 2021 as Betty White died.
Yeah, I know. I saw that earlier today and I was like, really?
I was like really? She didn't make 100. It's 11 more days. She would have been 100 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
So fuck it. This year already sucked anyway, you know, for my personal reasons, obviously.
Yeah, it hasn't been a great year.
But, I mean, that's like the celebrity death of celebrity deaths right there, so.
Yep, just one last fuck at the end on the way out, so. Yeah,
literally, the very last day. Like, you know what? Fuck you. So. 2021 is my douchebag of the year. The whole fucking year.
Oh, man. All right.
So I guess Monday we're back. We're doing, we're watching also Impact from January 4th, 2010, and Raw from January 4th, 2010.
Yes. Monday Night Wars 2.0.
Right. Impact is Raw.
Impact is Raw. It sounds like some stupid shit we would say. So
Raw is Impact.
Yes. I don't know. Either or both. Yeah, I don't know.
He was caught both. I don't care. Fuck it. Motherfucking deuces.
All right. Peace.
What's up, y'all? Emmett Sir Bake here. I want to thank y'all in advance for rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over here. Make sure y'all tap in every time they drop a new episode. And with me, y'all know I'm dropping the hardest of the hardest for the East Coast players. Make sure y'all check me out at Big Visions on YouTube. Let's get it, man. Sharks up.